Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. October offers more than cooler weather, changing leaves, and Halloween. It is also National Retirement Security Month. Retirement planning is always an important topic, and according to a recent survey by the Iowa Insurance Division, approximately 49% of Iowans feel they are neither adequately planned nor financially prepared for their retirement. Across the United States, it's a mixed bag of results when it comes to retirement security of older individuals in the U.S. According to our human sciences specialists with ISU Extension and Outreach, overall, higher levels of financial well-being are being reported for those approaching retirement age. However, this is not always the case, and many individuals report that age, race, ethnicity, and income, in addition to impact from significant life events, can cause a wide variety in the range of how prepared people are for retirement. 30% of individuals retired due to a health problem, 17% retired recently due to a caregiving situation, and 10% were forced to retire or could not find work. So retirement planning can be done with the best intentions in mind, but many situations also happen to us that force changes to those plans. Many employers hold open enrollments for benefits around this time, and a variety of government agencies release tax, inflation, and cost of living adjustments for the upcoming calendar year as well. Our ISU Extension Family Well-Being Specialists want to encourage you to check out many of the free retirement education tools and resources available at federal and state levels to help you with your retirement planning decisions. And with it being Retirement Planning Month, now is a great time to do some of that planning as you reflect on the past year and your plans for next year. You can find many of those resources on the ISU Extension news site. Just search Retirement Finances. And that article will pop up with a variety of links to sites such as the Federal Reserve, Social Security Administration, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, as well as the Iowa Retirement System and the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Retirement Resources. I encourage you to check those out, have a discussion, and make a plan during National Retirement Security Month in October. October is also a great time to start planning for spring gardening, including time to select and plant spring flowering bulbs for next year. Spring flowering bulbs offer reliable color and fragrance to the garden before many other plants wake up from their long winter's nap. Gardeners can choose from traditional spring flowering bulbs such as daffodils, tulips, and hyacinth, or more uncommon bulbs such as winter aconite, crown imperial, giant onion, or guinea hen. A small investment of time and money in the fall will reward you with beautiful flowers next spring, and we have some beautiful planting weather coming up in the next week or so that you may want to take advantage of. You can find a full list of bulbs that grow well in Iowa on our Horticulture and Home News Pest site. Once you have picked your bulbs, you may want to pick a site to plant them. Keep in mind that most bulbs should be planted in full or part sun locations. Early blooming bulbs are often successful beneath a high branch deciduous tree because they will flower before the tree fully leaves out. After the bulbs have finished flowering, many can tolerate the light shade from trees on the remaining leaves. Nearly all bulbs will require well-drained soil, so keep that in mind. Poorly drained or wet soils will cause rot or decline in the bulbs, making them short-lived in the garden or making them not come back in subsequent years. You can amend poor soils before planting by incorporating organic matter such as compost or peat. You do want to plan your arrangements properly. Planting spring flowering bulbs in clusters or groups will help achieve a greatest visual impact in your garden. When planting large bulbs, such as daffodils or tulips, you'll want to plant at least 5 or more of the same variety in an area to create a grouping when they emerge. Groupings of 10 or more can make more of an impact. With smaller growing plants, such as grape hyacinth or crocus, you want to plant those in drifts of at least 25 bulbs and may look best in groupings of up to 50 bulbs. Bulbs planted alone or in rows do not look as good in the garden as large sweeps or blocks of color. For a naturalized look, you can simply toss a handful of bulbs into the garden and then plant them where they land. You may also want to consider planting them intermixed with ornamental grasses, hostas, daylilies, and other perennials that will grow up later in the season, and fill in and hide the foliage of the bulbs as it dies back and yellows. Select a location where the early blooms can be seen and appreciated. such as along commonly used walkways or near the front door. You can also mix bulbs with different bloom times together for long-lasting display. October is the ideal time to plant bulbs in Iowa. This allows them to get established and develop good roots before winter. You can plant spring flowering bulbs as late as December if the ground remains unfrozen, but if you don't feel like pushing your luck, mid to late October is a great time to get those in the ground before the first snow flies. When planting, a good rule of thumb is to plant bulbs at a depth equal to 2 or 3 times the maximum diameter. So, therefore, your bigger bulbs should go deeper in the ground. Larger bulbs, like daffodils, tulips, and hyacinth, are often planted 6 to 8 inches deep, while smaller bulbs, like squills, snowdrops, and crocus, can be planted 3 to 4 inches deep. Similarly, your larger bulbs should be spaced farther apart, about 4 to 6 inches, while the smaller bulbs can be about 2 to 3 inches apart and will not get in each other's way. A few other tips to keep in mind. You do want to set the bulbs in the ground with the pointed ends up. Some bulbs are bulb-like structures. It can be difficult to tell which end goes up. If no roots or buds are apparent, you can plant them on their sides. The bulb will find the sun and bloom normally with little extra effort. Before getting started, you may want to make sure that you have the proper tools. If you're planting a large number of bulbs, bulb planters, trowels, and augers, attachments for electric drills, can be used to assist a gardener in planting, especially a large number of bulbs. If you want to plant a large block of bulbs, you may consider removing the soil in the entire area to the proper depth with a shovel, place the bulbs in the desired arrangement, and then backfill the entire area with soil. Fertilizer is not typically necessary at planting, but it can be used. These fertilizers are more important for developing next year's bulb than for the upcoming spring flowers. You do want to water the area after planting to help settle the soil around the bulbs and provide plenty of moisture for root growth, especially if soils are dry. But avoid overwatering, as most bulbs do not tolerate wet conditions well. For more information on how to care for your bulbs to keep them blooming year after year, as well as troubleshooting potential problems with newly planted bulbs, head on over to our Horticulture and Home Pest News site and find Selecting and Planting Spring Blooming Bulbs under the current topics there on the home page. We wish you lots of luck as you get your garden prepared for the winter. You can find all of those resources and more on our ISU Extension homepage. For issues and events close to home, check out the Cass County Extension website. Follow us on our social media channels. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.